I'm wonderful.
I should tell you right off the hop, just in case you want to stop this interview right now, I'm wearing an Ottawa Red Blacks jersey.
So I think we'll have to stop this now. No.
We'll have to talk football in a minute, but I know you're a Riders fan, so... Let's get to know you a little bit, because this is the first time that you and I have ever chat. White Bear First Nations, you grew up just north of Carlisle, Saskatchewan. Are you from a big family, or?
Actually, very small.
Is that right?
Yeah, we're a very small family.
How many?
Oh, my goodness. 1, 2, 3, 4. I could be wrong. They might come and get me if I get this number wrong. I'm going to say about 7.
That's a small family?
Oh, I'm including aunties and uncles.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just curious what's going on at the house. Brothers, sisters?
Oh, just at my house, it's me and my son, but I have one older brother, and that's it.
And was there a lot of singing around the house when you were younger?
My mom liked to tinker in it when she was pregnant with me. Everybody on my dad's side are all musically inclined, and they all played instruments, sang. It was kind of like around the house type thing. You know what? I'm going to let you in on something. I don't play an instrument. I played piano for, I think, about 5 years, 5 or 6 years. Once I quit music lessons, I kind of just stopped playing piano. And then my mom got me a guitar that I had forever. I tried, and to this day, I only know 3 chords, and that's it. But they're not the chords that I normally sing in. So, and I just don't have the patience to sit down and keep going.
Hey, let's be honest. There are many bands you and I that we grew up on that have made quite a career out of playing just 3 chords.
That's true, and that's what I've been told. And it still doesn't get me to sit down on the guitar.
I've got 2 or 3 guitars at the house. I haven't got a clue how to play any of them. I took a couple of lessons, thought, oh yeah, I can do this. No, I can't. Not even
but
for
they
a
look
second.
Pretty, right?
They look really cool on the stand. You know, they're covered in dust, but they look really cool. Well, let's talk about your inspirations growing up. Celine Dion and Selena, like two of the very best.
Yeah, so I grew up with a lot of Celine Dion, but I was a rock baby. I've always been a rock baby, like AC/DC, like the legends, you know what I mean?
See, we were just talking about the 3 chords. There's one right there, AC/DC.
I know. And, you know, I loved Guns N' Roses. I got into Selena when I was, I think it was shortly a couple years after she died, when the whole movie came out.
Yeah, mid-90s. I remember it well, absolutely.
Yeah, and my mom took me to go watch it in the theater, and I remember leaving in tears, but thinking, I was like, I want to do that. Like, I want to be able to sing like that and be able to do that on stage.
Okay, let's get on to the football stuff, because, you know, there's a chance one day you're going to be part of a Trivial Pursuit question, because you made history at the 109th Grey Cup, singing in not only English, French, but also in Cree. Like, let's talk about that experience.
It was scary.
Yeah.
It was fun, but really scary because, you know, I mean, I don't have my favorite team playing, so so it made it, like, 10 times scarier. I remember going into rehearsal and singing the anthem. And then there's a lady, for the life of me, I can't remember her name, but she comes up to me and she's fluent French. And she goes, you have to enunciate this, enunciate that, and you have to roll your tongue or something with this. And I'm like, we go live in a few hours.
Yeah, just what you want to hear right before you're supposed to sing. Holy cow.
So I'm sitting there, and I mean, I'm standing there, and I'm just like, okay, I got this. And then I'm back in my dressing room, and I'm like going over, and then just, I got through it, though.
Yeah, you did. You crushed it.
It was eventful.
Well, let's talk about Shangri-La. Now, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but when I listen to Shangri-La, love the song, first off, but I'm picking up some Sarah Evans vibes.
Nice, because, you know, I like that sense of country.
Yeah, like you've got some power, some serious power in your voice.
Oh, thank you. Well, Shangri-La, when Sean sent it to me and, you know, requested that I record that one in particular, I just kind of sat back and thought, you know what, I want to find my Shangri-La. So when I was recording it, all I could think about was actually packing up myself and my son's bags and leaving to go chase a dream. So that's kind of the mindset I had when recording it.
I love that. And what is that dream?
Just to be on the road and doing music.
Looking front row, and there's your little guy watching for every show.
Yes. You know, actually, loves coming with me to shows, but now that he's growing up, he's kind of like, I'll stay in the dressing room, or I'll stay by the car, or, you know. It's like having to force him to come in. I'm like, no, you come inside with me.
I've got two daughters. When they start getting minds of their own, it's a little humbling as a parent. Well, congratulations on the new single. I think we should probably spin it, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do you want to introduce it?
This is Shangri-La by me.
I love that. Tegan Littlechief, thank you so much for coming on the Windspeaker Radio Network for just a couple of minutes. I really, really appreciate it and wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.